Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct from Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a lot to talk about after this weekend, I'll tell you that. Well, there's a scandal brewing. Republican Party is trying to launch a cyber ninja audit, so-called forensic audit of the 2020 elections, November 3rd presidential election here in Wisconsin. Spearheading it is a Republican member of the Assembly named Janelle Branchon from Menominee Falls. She's the chair of a committee, and she issued a subpoena, an unlawful subpoena, to the clerks of Milwaukee and Brown counties, Milwaukee and Green Bay area, in this cyber ninja attempt. And here's what she's asked for. She's asked for voting machines, for voting software, router logs, voter rolls, ballots, absentee ballot envelopes, all of it. Remember, with Cyber Ninja down in Maricopa County, which is Phoenix, Arizona, the minute they turned over voting machines to these kinds of characters, they're compromised. You can't use them again, ever again. Got to buy new voting machines, millions of dollars. That's going to happen in Milwaukee if it's turned over. I hope it's not. George Christensen, county clerk, great guy, I know him, put out a very cold statement. He said, our elections are fair, transparent, accurate, and secure. I'm hoping that Milwaukee County and Brown County don't give anything over to this character. Now, what are the legal bases for not turning it over? Number one, the law is that at the very least, the subpoena has to be signed by the Speaker, Voss, and the Assembly Chief Clerk. The Assembly Chief Clerk is appointed by the majority party, is a Republican. So if Voss signed it, the Assembly Chief Clerk would. But the subpoena isn't valid. It's a fugitive subpoena, rogue subpoena. You know, the word subpoena from Latin, under penalty, sub P-O-E-N-A, means that you got to do it or there will be a penalty. There's no penalty for a rogue subpoena that you have no authority to issue. But let's say Voss does sign it. He's getting a lot of pressure from the Trump cult, a lot of pressure. That's why he appointed Gableman and three retired police officers. One of them worked for the Republican Party. So already, these people have already said that the election was no good. You know, let me tell you something. Gableman gave a speech questioning the election back in November. He's getting $11,000 a month. $11,000 a month. Pretty nice paycheck. Pretty nice paycheck. $11,000 from state property taxes from you. Let me ask you something. Did you pay $11,000 in state property taxes last year? Did you pay it in the last 10 years? Went right down the drain. It got flushed right down the drain. $11,000 to Gableman. But that was Voss's way of trying to jump in and say, well, to the Trump cult, yeah, I'm doing something. Well, now Janelle Branchon is hitting him from the right. Going to the lines, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Hi. Good morning, Matt. I heard you speaking before about COVID and to get your shot. I hope people realize that Trump is the worst in the world at managing COVID. We lost 500,000 people under his watch. Never happened since the history of this country that a man did what he did. Again, worst in the world. All health experts agree completely. If he had worked to get people immunized, taken care of, take prevention with the masks. So he's guilty of costing us billions with a B in dollars and cents, plus a number you can't even talk about with the lives. And Robin Voss, you just mentioned his name, another super spreader. These guys are costing millions and billions of dollars with this inept ability. And the next guy that brings up the investigation on Dr. Fauci, I said, why don't you investigate the guy that allowed this thing to spread through the country like crazy instead of Fauci? It makes no sense. Fauci's trying to make it better. Trump made it worse. And they want to go after Fauci. It's beyond ignorance. Thanks for letting me speak my piece today.
Bill, as always, you harpooned it. You harpooned it right to the core. And that's, you're absolutely right. In other words, a lot of experts say that something like 40% of the deaths could have been avoided, hundreds of thousands of deaths, if you simply had leadership a year ago that said, hey, we're developing, fast-tracking a vaccine. In the meantime, wear masks, social distance, and so on, instead of making fun of it. And when he got COVID himself, when Trump got COVID himself, he insisted on taking his mask off and driving around, right around the White House, basically, with Secret Service people. And he had no mask on in this thing. And a lot of Secret Service people were either quarantined or got COVID themselves. There was a staffer in the White House. This is a little known effect of COVID. There was a staffer in the White House that lost part of his leg. Do you know you could have part of your leg or a limb amputated because of COVID? Because of blood circulation and clots? Well, that's what happened to him, right above the ankle. So think about that. Would you like to have your leg cut right off above the ankle, one of them? Hop around on the other one, get yourself a peg leg or something. And this is sick. I mean, for the love of Pete. And then you have some of these governors like DeSantis and Abbott, DeSantis in Florida, Abbott in Texas, going, well, you know, it's a personal decision. And Ron Johnson having an event over in La Crosse with anti-vaxxers on the panel, and Ron Johnson going, I haven't gotten the vaccine. He still hasn't. He still hasn't because he had COVID. And then he said, well, that's good enough. Well, Fauci says, and every expert says, no, it's not good enough. The antibodies you get from having had it don't last as long, and you better get it. He's not getting it. And listen, Bill, do you know that there are people making death threats against Dr. Fauci? Death threats. And there's some guy down in Florida in the Republican Party urging that he be criminally prosecuted. For what? He's the humblest guy. He's an expert. He doesn't attack anybody. He's very, very low-key and professionally stated, and he says you should get vaccinated. If you don't get vaccinated, and even if you do, indoors, wear a mask. This stuff is spreading. There was a mutation. The Delta variant is a mutation. Mutations happen randomly. There's a lambda mutation. We're not going to get to herd immunity if people don't start taking the vaccine. So, Bill, thanks a lot. It's incomprehensible. If I were Trump, I mean, he did fast-track the vaccine. He should have taken credit for that. He should have said, this is the quickest vaccine in history, and it is. Very big deal. Put billions of dollars in, but then he undermines it. He undermines it. Why did he do that? He snuck in himself and got vaccinated in January while he was still president before Biden took over. And he did it on the sly, so that his supporters wouldn't know it. And then he goes out against vaccines en masse. You know, and Voss showed up at that election a year ago April, not this April, in a hazmat suit. Showed up, he looked like a beekeeper or a spaceman or something. He had all sorts of stuff. He said it's very safe, and he sat there, wouldn't let anybody come up to him, and he left immediately. You know, these guys that do get vaccinated and lie about it or hide it, come on. And Ron Johnson going around saying that there's a problem with vaccine, it's a personal choice, and he's not going to do it. This is bad leadership, Bill. It is bad leadership. When I get back to the Cyber Ninja audit, this is something that could be potentially problematic, and it requires intervention by prosecutors and judges. So Janelle Branchon, the Republican from Menominee Falls, issues a subpoena, a fugitive, baseless subpoena. She doesn't have the power to do it, to the clerks of Milwaukee and Brown County. Turn over everything, including the voting machines. And then she said, we're going to do this every year. Every year there's an election. So in the even years, it's Congress and governor or Senate and president. In the odd years, it's frequently municipal and judges and aldermen, all that kind of thing. Gabelman's getting $11,000 a month because Voss is trying to throw a bone to the Trump cult by doing that, and it's not working. Where is Merrick Garland? Federal law requires that these voting machines and ballots be kept in the custody of the certified election officials for 22 months after the election, okay? 22 months after the November 3rd, 2020 election is the year 2022 minus 2 months. That means September 3rd. September 3rd, 2022, then federal law wouldn't kick in, but state law should kick in not to turn these over to a fraudulent recount when they've already been recounted a number of times, including Milwaukee, Dane, and Brown counties, two of the counties she's subpoenaing now. There was an exhaustive recount, and that was paid for by the Republican Party as required by law. You can get a recount if you pay for it, but you have to be within something like a percentage point. You can't do it for blowouts. This was very close. You paid for it. And they and Biden got more votes. Yeah, there were some votes not counted, several hundred of them. They were for Biden, net for Biden, some Trump, most for Biden. So all this is a stunt. You know what all this really is? All this really is to undermine confidence in the election. Gableman and those retired police officers will go around the state talking to poll workers and others, gives the impression of impropriety, something bad went on, something's wrong with our election, I don't trust it. So if the guy that I voted for didn't win, obviously there was fraud. This is undermining our democracy. Undermining our democracy. Who's voting for Janelle Branchon? Who's voting for Voss? Gerrymandered people are doing that. Are they ever going to wake up? I doubt it, quite frankly. We're going to have to get rid of the gerrymander. Evers is going to have to veto the maps, and it's going to have to go to special experts, and there'll be a hell of a court battle. So be part of this. Be part of full knowledge of this. And if Merrick Garland won't step in, he could come in and get an injunction tomorrow. Get in there. And if he won't do it, Josh Kalscher, the attorney general. The attorney general can cite federal law and bring it in action, not just state law. Get in there and say they can't do it for 22 months. What's going on here? Okay, Evers, get up and give a speech. This is crooked. This is corrupt. This is a fake subpoena. This is done to undermine our democracy. Get with the program and get with the program quick. All right? The Democratic Party is the only party that's going to stand up to this. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Thank you.